Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Kathy Buchanan, an owner of Independent Carpet One Floor and Home in Westland, Michigan. Kathy, how you doing?
I am great, Kemp. Good morning to you. How is everything in your neck of the woods?
We're working on a lot of little projects that's given me some feedback, and I wanted to reach out into the marketplace and see what's going on in your world. Let's start with house business right now.
Wow, that's not a really good question. No, you know what? Business is not as boisterous as we would like. Our walk-in traffic is really minimal, but people that are coming into the store are definitely buyers. They are making the trip. They are making it purposeful. Their average ticket is larger than I think we've experienced in quite some time. And commercial work seems to be flooding in. So overall, we are flat for the year. This month we are up, but flat for the year. So I guess that's not bad. Based on everything that I'm hearing, numbers are down across the United States. So to be flat is a good thing.
Well, let me ask you this couple questions because we're working on our annual retail survey, which is going to be in our next issue. And we're getting some intel on what's going on. One of the things we're finding out is companies like you, independent flooring retailers, are spending less on advertising, which in the time when things are soft, you'd think you'd spend a little bit more. What are you doing?
We just had one of the CCA University management teammates in our store for a few days, and he's working with my general manager, just really trying to button up our numbers, working on sales, trying to see where we are benchmarked against the other stores volume-wise and in demographics. And he had mentioned that we are spending more on advertising than we should.
Yeah.
I accepted that comment, but we classify our advertising in a lot of different ways. I do a lot of community efforts, like I sponsor Music in the Park in Plymouth, Music in the Park in Wayne, some of our, you know, close communities where our store is at. We sponsor a lot of golf events, community-driven efforts. I'm still on TV, and people are responding to that. Yeah, we've slowed down a little bit on the TV aspect, but I'm still out there. I'm spending about 6% of our volume, which is high. I'm afraid that to be out of sight, out of mind kind of a thing.
Yeah, I think you need to push back against the CCA Global Advisor because 6 or 7% is healthy. I think that's going to help you in the long run. So let me ask you another question. Another thing we're finding out is that there's a little bit of a shift in what products are selling and a little bit less LVT is going out the door. Are you seeing the same thing?
Yeah, we are seeing a little bit more wood starting to generate business, and most definitely laminate. My sales team are very confident in selling laminate floors because they are more scratch resistant. I don't like to use the word waterproof, but they are water repellent and they're beautiful. I'm going to tell you, some of the presentations are just stunning. Our Karastan line, our Bella Lux laminates that we carry, are absolutely beautiful with the natural graining. And we do have a line outside of the fluff. It comes from one of our distributors, All Tile, and it's the Casabella laminate. We don't like to call it laminate, but because it kind of scares the consumer. But it's a new engineered product, and it is stunning. And the price points are within reach for the consumer. So, yeah, I'm seeing a little bit of lackluster with luxury vinyl floors, a lot more interest in laminate, and woods are resurging. So, yeah.
All right. Now, I know as by keeping in touch with you that you're adding another diversification to your operation, and you're bringing in the CCA Global Kitchen and Bath Program, right?
Yes, I'm so excited. It's been 8 years since Kiva was introduced, I believe, to like Carpet One stores and Flooring America stores. Pro Sources had cabinetry, but on a retail basis, it's been about 8 years. So I kind of wanted to wait and see what my friends, what my fellow members were doing, how positive it was. And I've always had an interest you know, to dabble in it. But the thing is, a customer walks in our front door. Underneath their arm is a cabinet. In their little handbag is a piece of Cambria or granite or something and some paint charts. And all they're coming to me for is flooring. Well, why not get all of that? Why not make a one-stop shop experience for our consumers? And then besides that, when we introduced the Retail 2.0 to our showroom, we discarded a number of products in our showroom floor. So we got rid of all of our legacy brands from Carpet One. We eliminated a lot of distributor lines. We eliminated a lot of products that were not really have a good return on investment. And so our space opened up and I thought to myself, you know what? We're going to have to do it. We're going to do it now. Business is quiet. I can handle showroom with a little bit of disarray. And we put up a temporary wall to eliminate dust from encroaching on our beautiful showroom floor. It's like a plastic visqueen so people can see through and stretch the imagination. But I am so excited. Every Wednesday, I work with the Kiva team, coming up with vignettes and cabinetry. I'm meeting with countertop people and bathroom fixture people. And it's a new world for me, and it's really exciting. I cannot wait till it's complete and to show it off and introduce it to our consumers, because it's going to make their shopping experience so much easier and so much more enjoyable.
Okay. That's another thing we discovered in our survey, is that people are doing more and more diversification into non-flooring products. So that's interesting. One last question. I know CCA this summer is doing the regional meetings, and I think you go to the Indy meeting, so you haven't gone yet, right?
I have not. I believe so far there's been Newport Beach and Nashville just finished. And coming up in a couple weeks, there is the Pacific Northwest, that's in Coeur d'Alene. And then we have another one in August in Boston. And then the one that I'm going to be attending is also in August, that's Indianapolis. And I believe the last one is in Canada, the last part of September.
Now, also, I track you pretty closely. And don't you usually go around the 4th of July up to that island in Michigan? Are you doing that this year?
Yeah, I went up to Mackinac last weekend for the Lilac Festival. Absolutely beautiful, okay. So fragrant. I absolutely love it up there, and I know that you take your lovely wife, Anne, up there. It's beautiful. Yeah. It's my happy place. But I will go up a couple times more this summer before fall sets in.
All right. Well, Kathy, thanks for spending time with us. I know you've got a busy morning going. Again, been talking to Kathy Buchanan, an owner of Independent Carpet One Floor and Home in Westland, Michigan, and you've been listening to KEMPR and FloorDaily.net.